The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
First, the pandemic in numbers. It was kind of a creepy day yesterday for the Magic Valley. Yesterday, our total statewide number of cases went up to 673. That is an increase of roughly 28% in just 24 hours. 256 of those cases are in Blaine County. 226 are in Ada County. Canyon County reporting 68. Kootenai County reporting 31. Several counties are now reporting 1, 2, or 3 cases. And in southern Idaho, Twin Falls saw a significant increase in confirmed cases yesterday and is now reporting 17. Lincoln is reporting 5. Jerome is reporting 4. Kajik, Camas, Gooding, and Minidoka counties are now reporting 1 each. That means that every county in the Magic Valley now has at least 1 confirmed case of COVID-19. There are, so far, 9 COVID-19-related deaths in the state of Idaho. Reminder that South Central Public Health is asking the public to donate new and unused personal protective equipment that you may have overpurchased when news of the pandemic first hit. I think a lot of us ran out and bought a bunch of supplies because we didn't know how to prepare, so we prepared the best way we knew how, and that was to stock up on the stuff we might need. Now, Southern Idaho is low on supplies for first responders and healthcare workers, so if you have anything you can spare, maybe you ran out and bought all of the masks off the shelf or something like that, please, if you can, drop off those supplies at either one of South Central Public Health District's offices or at the Blaine County Sheriff's Office if you live in Blaine County. Reminder that Governor Little's stay-home order requires employers to take all necessary steps to enable your workforce to work from home. And if you're not considered an essential business as laid out in the order, you're supposed to close your physical location. The Twin Falls Police Department said at the beginning of the week that owners of non-essential businesses who choose to stay open during the stay-home order are in violation of that order and may be subject to a misdemeanor charge and civil penalties. Idaho's stay-home order remains in effect until at least April 15th, and President Trump's federal social distancing guidelines have been extended through the end of April. By this point, you know the drill. Don't go to work if you're sick. Instead, call your medical provider. Keep sick kids home. If someone in your house is tested positive, isolate the entire household for 14 days. If you're elderly or if you suffer from pre-existing health conditions that would consider you to be immunocompromised, stay home as much as humanly possible. Only venture out for emergency services. And remember, let's everybody do a good job to wash your hands. Has anybody mentioned that part yet? I don't think anybody's mentioned that part. Wash your hands. It's a good idea. Now, there is a more detailed and strict order of self-isolation in place for residents and visitors of Blaine County. You can download copies of both Governor Little's order and the Blaine County order on our website at hot100now.com. I have it posted right there on the main page. Idaho Power, Intermountain Gas, and the City of Twin Falls have all agreed to suspend disconnections due to non-payment. If you are unable to pay your bill, please reach out to your service providers and let them know. They will all be happy to set up payment arrangements with you for taking care of the balance after the world starts spinning again. You're also encouraged to pay as much as you can every month so that the remaining balance does not become overwhelming over time. Again, Governor Little's next press conference is scheduled for tonight at 8 p.m. That will air on Idaho Public Television and will be on Governor Little's Facebook page. School remains out until at least April 20th. All Magic Valley schools have instated home-based learning criteria and should have provided you with materials to be used in educating your children at home until school resumes. At this point, we're not sure when that will be, but as soon as we hear if the kids will return on April 20th or if the closures will be extended, we'll certainly let you know. Just a couple of quick deadline extension reminders. You have until July 15th to file and pay your Idaho state and your federal income taxes. And if your driver's license or your vehicle registration expires between March 1st and May 31st, those expirations have automatically been extended to June 30th. If you are over the age of 65, you have an extra month. Those have been extended until July 30th. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, please let me know. You can send the info to the Hot 100 FM Facebook page or just email me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way. With Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.